love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength.
Good morning, good morning. This is a strange voice in the morning. Our dear friend Matt is a bit under the weather this morning. And I'm sure some of you realize that he was actually beginning to have some challenges with his voice from yesterday, maybe even the day before. And this morning, these challenges seem to have overcome him. So he's called and asked if I could at least hold on for an hour. This is Ati Marte. So, on behalf of all of us, let's wish Matt a speedy recovery. And as I told you, Matt, look, I'm not a hot seat person. You know, maybe what I can do is kind of try to keep a seat warm for you and encourage your normal listeners, your regular listeners, to stay tuned. He says, Ati, there's no lack of issues, as you know, and maybe what we should do is give the regular listeners to the hot seat an opportunity to share with us some of the things that are burning on your mind, but maybe with a slight difference. What do you think needs to be done about these? What would you do? It's raining out there, which means that the ravines are going to be collecting a lot of water, and those of us and those of you who live in areas, as we've been told, that are prone to flooding, you need to pay special attention. And those of you who live in areas that are prone to landslides and mudslides and rock slides, also pay special attention. Keep everyone safe. Keep a sharp lookout. Be there for each other. I'm sure you've been watching what's going on in St. Kitts. It reminds you of Erica, doesn't it? Rivers of mud, as per Cooley Bistry and Collyho Makushri 2 years ago. That was Dominica. Today, St. Kitts. And stand by for maybe a lot of other of the Caribbean islands facing such challenges from nature. It is going to be smart to pay attention. Smart to do things that will keep us safe. And let's take our first caller for the warm seat this morning. Good morning, caller.
Well, let me help to blaze it up. I say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all the self-sacrifice, the personal security, trying to elevate mankind to humanity. You're no exception, Afi. Blessings to you and your family.
How are you, my friend?
I give in thanks, Afi. I'm there observing times.
Thanks, Afi.
Afi, let me wish Matt well,
yes,
and Mr. Angelo Allen as well.
Mm-hmm.
I wish him well.
Absolutely.
And I say thanks for service to humanity and country. I know you could be doing other things.
Oh, I was just about to have my cup of coffee.
I know. Thanks for sacrifice, my brethren. I need to say a few things quickly, dear.
Take your time, go ahead.
I was warning about Roosevelt's current statement, I think aided and abetted by Franklin Barron,
mm-hmm,
having to do with the OAS.
Right.
The Organization of American States. Am I correct, Afi?
That's right.
Afi, Garrett said that they have lost their relevance.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, also, what the RSF. I think the both of them need to be disbanded. If something has lost its relevance, it needs to be disbanded.
Mm-hmm. or re-engineered. Or re-engineered, restructured, reformed. Yeah.
Or re-engineered. And, but he did not get there.
Okay.
So this morning I'm hearing him talking about people that want to get rid of legitimate government by any means necessary. He say he want to stay there for 2050, and I know he did not say that, but it's by any means necessary. Because we could see what he tried to go in parliament with to make changes to existing laws that's supposed to protect the people happy.
Right.
So I'm really wondering, if you're telling me a government become very brutal and murderous and ruthless and corrupt, you're telling me do not try to get it out? You have to go to the ballot to try to get it out when they're trying to manipulate the ballot and everything else, the courts and everything else to work on their side.
Yeah.
So it is very convenient for him to make these utterances, because he's saying they cannot send nothing to Venezuela with all the millions they owe in Venezuela and all the millions that the passport money giving them. They owe in Venezuela how many containers they're sending to Venezuela, how many aid they're sending, how much aid they're sending to Venezuela. So you could see how convenient for them to come and pay lip service to the situation. All you have to do is respect the sovereignty of Venezuela. It is a legitimate government. And you cannot come and talk all the foolishness. My brother, the world no longer tolerates dictatorship.
That's right. That's
the world is fighting against corruption. And that is the time you choose to build your empire of filth. And the world is looking at you. You're being investigated by the U.S., as it has been said, or it is alleged that you're being investigated by the U.S.
It seems pretty clear that he is being investigated. Although they didn't start off investigating him, they discovered that everybody they spoke to who was of interest to them was mentioning his name, so he's now a person of significant interest.
He's now a person of interest.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Another thing I wanted to say, Afi, that small business, Afi Dominica, is at the crossroads.
So before you leave the first point, Blessings, I mean, you make such an important point about the question of democracy, that when it suits certain people, they come out and claim democracy and sovereignty, and while they are violating, corrupting, contaminating, and unraveling and destroying democracy in their own front yards
and murdering their citizens.
So it really seems clear to me. I mean, if we had to take that same argument, and interesting, the sitting Prime Minister of Jamaica, Prime Minister Holness, took them to task on this position, on this matter, you know, as did Bruce Golding, a former, a prominent other politician, which to say, I mean, does that mean that you would have actually stood idly by and allowed the government of South Africa to continue to ravage and destroy the black people of South Africa in the name of sovereignty?
Very interesting.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they had no comeback to that, in fact.
I think the Skerrit was in that position and he would have been called to say something. He would have said nothing. Or maybe he would even go and beg them for money.
Yeah.
Maybe he would have openly affiliated himself with them and get aid from the, as his name, Pitt, Mr. Booth and all these other guys that were praying.
But while he's doing that, he's denying. He took steps to deny the black people of Western Sahara even the opportunity to establish their own democratic sovereignty in the Polisario. So you know, it's like speaking out of, how do you say it? And whistling down the middle. Yes. So it's not a laughing matter. It's a very serious matter, and it reveals the contortions and distortions that otherwise would be called thoughts and thought process.
It's just that that brother there is, I mean, he's unpredictable, and he's very dangerous to the security and welfare of the state and the people, Afi, and we are taking him lightly.
Yeah.
But I told the Freedom Program, I tell them, just listen to his utterances. If you vote your position, the blood of the nation will be on your hand.
Yeah.
This nation is too free. Yeah. The people are too free. And then he said, no law, not even the Constitution. He tell us, go to hell. It's not our dumb business and disrespecting and insulting. And couple that with his actions, Afi. Couple his utterances with his actions and see who we're dealing with. Something I wanted to say about the small business and let allow other people to call Afi.
Sure.
This drive on a small business. My brother, that is to plunder minds of the people. When you go, you give them money for small businesses. First of all, there are certain procedures that are not being taken or made.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people going to use the money for what they feel that is more convenient or more urgent.
Mm-hmm.
So there is nothing to say, okay, I need tools and I need materials. You're going to make sure I brought the invoices to you and you give me the checks to bring for the people.
Mm-hmm.
You give me money in my hand, Afi. You expect for me to be accountable for who? Not even for me, much less for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because poor people have a way of misusing and mismanaging and just do what they have to do to stay afloat, Afi.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Absolutely.
So, Afi, that is a failure from the initial stages.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people cannot patronize. After you open a business, everybody coming. And next 2 months, 3 months, you know, this, nobody showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because they themselves haven't got the disposable income to patronize you all the time, so you're going to go back to where you came from.
Yeah, this is a Vaikivai approach to small business development.
And I have a problem with DCP down there, Belfast.
Mm-hmm.
I am hearing a family who made millions, that is alleged, happy, they're going to get there again.
Mm-hmm.
And you have engineers, you have architects, you have agronomists, you have agriculturists, you have all kind of scientists elsewhere and here, people who graduated from universities and have nothing to do. We could not get at least 10 of them to come and start something down there and let them get not the crumbs of the pie, but a good piece of the pie. We're talking about CBI.
Yeah.
Huh? It's foolishness where these people making millions, one of the members in passport, now you're going to give them CBI money to go back Belfast to make more millions. My brother, that level of brutality there, it gets me angry, Afi.
Okay.
And it infuriates me, righteous wrath, Afi, indignation. And I'm not going to remain silent as long as there's breath in this garment I have on me called the body. And there is a part of me that is indestructible and is eternal. No man will make me be afraid of death or destruction. Thanks for your time. So blessing.
Okay. Extraordinary points, sensitive points, right on the cutting edge of the issues and the challenges confronting Dominica. Good evening. Good morning, caller. You're next. Go right ahead.
Good morning, brother Afi.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad. I know you can keep that seat warm until it gets hot.
Yeah.
I mean, what on my mind this morning is that I know when anyone does something,
mm-hmm.
he or she expects results. But it appears to me that this government is not interested in results. And I'll give an example. Look at the coffee plant, which was built some time ago.
What's happening with that?
Well, as far as I'm concerned now, in terms of the status,
mm-hmm.
closed. Non-operational, closed.
Oh, okay.
But you know what is the problem? We have had containers of coffee bean came in,
mm-hmm.
and the coffee bean stayed there overdue and getting some kind of fungus. Instead, the government tried to organize a proper disposal means. They are trying to clandestinely dispose of that coffee bean in a way that is threatening the environmental integrity.
What are they doing about it?
That is a good point. So the point is, where we are there right now, I'm telling you, if I was living in the Portsmouth area and had any knowledge that these kind of things happen, I would have stood up, even if it was a one-man protest. But I'm telling you, these guys are burying that cocoa bean somewhere in the environment, in that soil up there, and we don't know what is going to happen. In fact, we don't know what have impact on our flora and fauna. But the people of Portsmouth, they are not standing up, and that's what they do. So I'm urging the environmental people to really intervene and give guidance with respect to how these guys are disposing these cocoa beans. And Abby, look at the abattoir. It is there, it is operational, but no production. Is it a problem Dominica has with respect to having projects earmarked, post-op projects, and nothing? Look at the geothermal. Not a matches box has been leaked,
mm-hmm.
and you have spent over $60 million. Are we a no-result country? Happy, these are some of the questions that I want to ask. Are we a no-result country? And what is the explanation do we have when people finance such projects? What do we tell them? We have lost the banana market. We have not had a windstorm since 2007. And you're telling me that it's because of Black Sugar Token? Whereas the world's leading production country, Ecuador, has Black Sugar Token, and they're able to maintain the export level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not by any means comparing Ecuador, the Caribbean, or Dominica, but I'm saying this disease may not be eliminated, but it's controllable. So why are you telling me you have lost the market? So everything this government has put its hand on, we are not losing it. And so that is why the economic lifeblood of the country is in disarray.
Mm-hmm.
Happy. This country is mired in debt. And we really need answers to how we are going to get it done. And by the way, there is no more hope for this government. This government can go with all kind of talk now. They have lost it. They can't do nothing further because all what they have done, all what they have touched, all what they have implemented, it has not been sustained.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing a very good job. Thank you for the opportunity. Have a good morning.
Morning, and thank you. I'm really just holding on for Matt. Just on the question that Blessings raised earlier, we'll take all the calls. Is that what when I listen to politicians telling people come to them and they will give them the money to go into small business, that's illegal, that's improper, that's extra legal. Permanent secretaries, heads of department, chief technical officers, financial secretaries, these are the people who are in charge of administering the disbursement of money constitutionally and legally. No politician has the authority to go into any community and say, I am going to bring you or I have brought you. I heard Catherine Daniel saying that to her constituents in Jubla or Collihoe and so on just this week on the radio. That I know, she was saying, I know your needs generally, but if you have a direct need, come to me. That's the only way I'm going to know about it. And then I will help you deal with that. That is bribery. That is treating. That is not legal. There's no arrangement in the Constitution or in the rules of the public service that allows a policy maker to be out there handing out money and patting themselves on the back and claiming the glory and effectively using state resources to bribe the populace. That's wrong. That's illegal. People have to go to jail for that. People have to be held accountable for that. This is wrong. It is illegal. It must be stopped. We have a couple other callers. Good morning, caller.
Good morning to you, Mr. Happy Matter. This is the man himself.
Hey, my brother. How are you, man?
I would like to say good morning to all my fans out there. I'm getting the opportunity this morning to say good morning to all my fans.
Absolutely.
And I apologize on the behalf of Mr. Allen and the airborne man who meeting us in the early morning.
Mm-hmm.
Not nothing can do about it. So that's how life is all about. So we have to cope with life in this country.
That's right.
Mr. Allen, I have... Mr. Allen. Mr. Matter, I have one thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
I passed the West Coast on Monday.
Okay.
And I'm very disappointed with what I'm seeing with the barrels rich along the road and the undermining of our road since 2015,
mm-hmm,
after Erica.
2 years almost after Erica.
Yes, Mr. Allen, the bridge by Makushridia,
mm-hmm,
Chalvuwe.
Yes.
And the river that we're passing in, and the little bridge when the river is high, is undermining. This bridge needs to flow down and rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
The road on the West Coast looking for disaster if we get any portion of rain like what I see in Tenkit,
mm-hmm,
on the phone yesterday.
Absolutely.
The people who live in on the north, the ministers of government, I'm sending a serious warning to you all that I see China fixing the road on top. That place going down when I pass.
By Jimmy there.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Taru area.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese are doing our work. We have enough engineers and construction people here. They could give jobs while already barrels and them or the drums and them are to put these pieces of road in place because trailer trucks has been going down there with tons of cargo on them.
Mm-hmm.
None of us don't know when a disaster going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending this warning out to fix this road before another rain season starts, Mr. Martin. That is what is on my mind.
Okay, thank you for calling. Because, in fact, I just drove down the Castle Comfort Road this morning to get here to do this for Matt. And, frankly, that road is in a horrible state. I understand the other edge of that loop road going down through Eggleston is also in a terrible shape. And it's the rainy season. The grass is growing. It's beginning to hang over the road again. You have potholes in the middle of the road. You have pieces of concrete lifting from where they should not have been put in the first case. Yeah, it is quite troubling, quite disastrous, and quite unsafe. Good morning, caller. Your turn.
Good morning, Andy.
Hey, Clem. How are you?
Did you hear that clip of the news? I haven't been listening because I was at work.
Which one?
the one where Roosevelt's carried is saying there's a trend where people want to take out governments by force, by any means necessary.
Blessing just told me about it. I didn't hear it myself.
Well, what I'm saying about it is that, first of all, it is my humble opinion that Roosevelt's carriage should be removed.
Yes.
Yeah, he should be removed. He does not deserve to be in office, even if it were just for that clip that we heard on the news this morning. He's trying again to deceive the people in this democratic republic. Deception.
Yeah.
Just for his deception.
Yeah.
Let me remind Roosevelt's carriage who Charles Savarin is. The man he made the president of this country. Did he not remove Patrick John? Is it okay to say that Charles Savarin was instrumental in removing Patrick John from office? Should we say by force or any means necessary? Could we add that? Let me remind Roosevelt's carriage, because he was referring to Venezuela, that this same Chavez, his father, also engineered a coup in Venezuela. He was referring that people should not interfere and take out Maduro by, you know, that kind of nonsense. Didn't Chavez himself also was involved in a coup,
Absolutely.
Mr. Skerrit, Mr. Roosevelt Skerrit?
But I've heard Mr. Skerrit sing the praises of Grenada, and he was bigging up the Grenada Revolution.
Yeah.
What was the Grenada Revolution about? It removed a legally elected government because the people had enough.
What was the Cuban Revolution about?
It removed a government, a legal government, because the people had enough. What was the American Revolution about?
This guy's dreaming.
What was the French Revolution about?
This guy is he's dreaming in living color.
But you see, that's what happens, Clem, when somebody has absolutely no ideology, which means they have no purpose, they have no focus, they have no vision. And when you end up having people like that in the leadership of anything, whether it be a football team, a volleyball team, or a country, that team goes nowhere.
Well, I interpret it as lack of respect for my intelligence and the intelligence of the people of the Commonwealth of Dominica.
That too.
And the people should say, you disrespect our intelligence, you should not be our leader. Need to be taken out. Good morning.
Good morning, Clem. Thank you so much for your call, as usual. We have another caller coming in. We'll take that call right now. Go right ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mather.
I'm warming the seat for Matt. He's not well this morning. He's got a challenge with his voice, so he called and he interrupted my coffee, but on behalf of a bigger mission, I found myself here to sort of sit in for him until he's, you know,
good.
Better.
And we appreciate that. That's what patriotism and partnership is all about.
That's exactly what it is about. Yes.
Yes. Mr. Matter, you know, I can't understand why on earth that the Prime Minister would have all that CBI money disposing at his leisure, like his own personal money, his own personal funds, wasting the CBI money, and all Dominica's roads are broken. Dominica roads need fixing. I mean, the ordinary Dominican, the people who live in Dominica, who traverse on these roads daily, they know these roads, but it is still dangerous to them. So think of persons coming home, persons who don't live in Dominica, coming home and driving on these roads. These roads are terrible. These roads are just accidents waiting to happen. Why don't he take that part of the CBI money and fix the roads? I mean, I attended the meeting for returning diasporans in Roseau, and I heard the returning diasporans, you know, telling the Prime Minister how good Dominica is doing and how well he is doing in the country. And I sat there and I'm looking and listening to, I'm looking at these people and I'm wondering, are you all blind? Aren't you all seeing the state of Dominica? Aren't you all driving on these roads? How can you make that assessment when you just come, when you come home with your euro, your pounds, your U.S. dollars to compete against the ordinary Dominican, against the EC dollar? How can you not think Dominica is well? You're only there for 2 weeks or 1 week. You can't determine, you know, within that space of time, short space of time, how well Dominica is doing. Mm. So tell the Prime Minister that Dominica is doing fine. When the people are, who are in Dominica, walking in Dominica, walking through their grinds, you don't understand the plight of these people, how rugged the roads they are walking. In their shoes, you have not walked in their shoes, you're not walking in their shoes. Mm-hmm. You can't come home for 1 week or 2 weeks, you know, to enjoy the sea of the independence celebration and tell the Prime Minister he's doing well. He is not doing well. Mm-hmm. If a country is doing well, you would look at the GDP of the country. You'd look at the unemployment rate versus the employment rate. Mm-hmm. How can you say Dominica is doing well when everywhere is broken, everywhere is in dire straits? Mm-hmm. Dire states. What is going on in Dominica? Mm-hmm. I just find the Prime Minister, he's out of options. He just needs to resign and let people who are capable run the country. Because right now, Dominica is being dealt a very sad blow. And day by day, we see the people living in poverty. We see the people eating, literally eating from his hands like pigeons. Mm-hmm. You can't run a country like that. You can't bring the citizens of the country poor just to keep them poor, needy, dependent, and loyal to you. Mm-hmm. Just for the purpose of winning elections. You need to stop that. You need to empower these people. Give them incentives that they can go out and work and earn their own living so that they can run their own budget, they can run the household. They can regain their independence. They can regain their dignity because they are men and women who go through that nonsense. And it is just so undignifying for these people.
Yeah.
I just wish Mrs. Garrett would go away. Thank you very much, Mr.
Thank
Manager.
You. You know, I just add to what you say, caller. Thank you so much for that intervention. You know, I think mostly, you know, of the bus drivers. There are bus drivers who belong to all political parties and some who belong to no party. But those buses that have to earn their living by being on those bad roads, a man cannot park his bus and expect the bus to make money. He has to go out there. So his front ends, his track arms, his shock absorbers, you know, his everything that can shake loose will shake loose in his bus, you know. His tires don't last. And then these people are going to be expected to be ready to do business again come September, October, because that's when the cruise season will be reopening, or September, October, October, November. I mean, think of these guys. These are entrepreneurs. And so the state's responsibility is to make it possible for them to do some good business. Okay. Good morning, caller. Thank you very much for holding.
Well, I'm sure the city is very hot this morning. Good morning.
Hey, how are you, man?
But it's raining, so it might cool up a bit.
Yeah, it's raining, so we need to be careful, eh? Rain is now putting us on full alert.
Oh, yes, very careful, especially mm-hmm. with regards to the condition of our roads.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes, yes. There might be sinkage, there might be breakage, so drivers have to be very careful.
Be very careful, please. And the grass on the side of the road is beginning to grow, and it's beginning to tip over the road. So be very, very, very careful. And pedestrians have to be very careful.
Yes, very, very, very careful.
Yes, yeah.
And they even have to have the passengers even mm-hmm. have to have their eyes open for themselves and the drivers.
Absolutely. Everybody needs to look out. You're on that bus, pay attention, you know?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. After, you know, and in saying that, of course, I must confess that I've not been out of Rosa for a little while.
Yeah.
But I was in North East yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And it is very deplorable. Very deplorable. I pay $18,000. $18 million, my God. You know how much rehabilitation that could have done to our mm-hmm. roads?
Absolutely.
And our bridges, $18 million, I pay. You know, sometimes we say, boy, God will punish you, you know. Sometimes we say that.
Yeah.
For doing exactly. For doing the wrong thing, and for doing exactly what should not be done.
Mm-hmm.
Because even $80 million as an injection for agricultural industry, our income owner
mm-hmm.
could have put us on a very solid footing.
Yeah.
A lot of it could be done in every sector of agriculture, particularly in the banana industry.
Yeah, no, I think of the plant that Mr. Louis has been encouraging for decades. That fruit processing plant, which was, you know, should have been, if you will, in the syndicate area or closer, and which was taken away and put down in some little building in Jubilee next to the cricket field, and nothing. I mean, why punish a whole country because you don't like somebody?
But you know, they built a bridge with the intention of getting as the so-called jackasses to drive under.
Yeah.
You heard what they said?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. But you know, that bridge that was demolished withstood many rough rivers.
But let's look ahead, caller, because you see we have a dangerous situation in the Buetika Gorge.
I know.
Where a bridge was replaced with a temporary bridge. And the abutments are made up of containers filled with tarish.
Which is not safe.
And we're entering another storm season. And people, and there is no alternative route because the Pitisafan Road is blocked. So the people for Buetika and Dalis, the only way is to drive over that dangerous, dangerous thing.
And you know, I'm inviting the Liberites. For what they're hearing, and somebody might be doubting it.
Mm-hmm. Go and see.
Take a drive.
Go and see it. Yeah.
Take a drive.
Absolutely.
You know, and prove to yourself and satisfy yourself.
Yeah.
Satisfy themselves, rather, that $80 million could have been used much.
Absolutely. Faster. There are solutions. Okay.
Thank you,
man. You know, and on the small business thing, I mean, why not put the money in NDFD, in the cooperative credit unions that have trained, talented people who know to do project review, project analysis, and to accompany these young people in their businesses? Why are you giving it to politicians to go out there and play politics, to do bribery and cheating? Is there an election coming up that we don't know about? Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Matt. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's the river behaving?
Well, I'm not hearing it this morning.
Okay.
Because I'm a little distance away from it, but I can still hear it when it's crying.
Okay. Y'all need to remain on alert, you know. I mean, this...
We have to. So, Mate, I think Mr. Skerritt was very dishonest with the people of Dominica when he spoke about Mr. Matthew, Venezuela. Because what the people in Venezuela are really asking for is election.
Mm-hmm.
The big protest that was there is election.
Absolutely.
People are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They need food. They need medicine. Mm-hmm. When children of Venezuela have to cross the border to go to Colombia to sell their locks, to sell their hair, to get money, to buy food, to come back to Venezuela. That is what the people are protesting.
It's shameful that that our leaders don't understand that.
Yeah, the people are protesting that they want to topple Maduro. They want elections to be called in the country.
Absolutely.
Another problem, something I was listening to from Britain, from London, the council housing, the cladding.
Yes.
The 100% of the apartments of the government, say they all have problems. I'm looking at the apartments in Emswell and Baffin Street, built by the Chinese. And I see the same cladding. I don't know if it's the same kind of material, but it's their cladding around them. I wanted to find out if there was any scientific work done on these materials before they were used on this apartment.
You might remember that Severin McKenzie had raised some concerns about the petrol houses, the petrol casa houses, because they were using PVC, which is a petroleum-based product, which also constantly emits, you know, gases that are poisonous to people's health.
Yeah, and they still went along with it, and they did the houses, and people living in them.
People are living in it.
And feeling good, but the apartments, they're not. I mean, they haven't got no brick in them. They haven't got no block in them.
Mm-hmm.
All they have is sheet rock, a kind of caulking, and another thing, insulation in the apartments. They say the insulation, they insulated to keep sound inside from getting outside, or sound outside from getting inside. I don't know what is that, Mr. Matter.
Yeah.
The people living, they maybe feel they're living in a nice place, but It's only time, a matter of time. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for calling. Appreciate it, definitely. But it does raise a question that we can do things differently. It does raise the question that, in fact, we need to be much more sensitive than trying to hit back at our domestic political opponents when it comes to a matter like what's going on in Venezuela. People are starving. There's no saline solution in the hospital, so they're putting pure water into the veins of people because they have to give them something. And people want a change of government. And as John F. Kennedy said, if you make peaceful revolution and change impossible, violent revolution and change becomes inevitable. That's John F. Kennedy, the late president of the United States of America, speaking those words. We're going to take a short break for some word from the sponsors and the ads that actually make all of this possible, and or just give you some time to reflect before you make your calls.
This is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly abundantly above all you could.
From your wake up this morning, you saw it all.
Football, football, football. The Dominica Football Association, alongside the proud sponsor Domlec, present Championship Sunday. Yes, the championship in the Dominica Football Association Domlec Women Football League will be decided this Sunday when Dive Dominica Harlem United will take on the defending champions New India Goodwill Runners at the Windsor Park Stadium this Sunday from 5 p.m. Will Goodwill Runners add yet another trophy to their collection? Your guess is as good as mine. Or will the girls from Harlem raise their first trophy? South City, come represent. You think that's all right? Before the championship game, Mau Soccer Strikers will come up against Bomber Starlight from 3 p.m. I warn you, it's Championship Sunday. The price is only $5 and all children enter free. So don't miss it. Football, football, women football action at the Windsor Park Stadium this Sunday from 3 and 5 p.m.
The 2017 Qatar Slipso Show is on. All singers and songwriters should register with NCCU by June 30, 2017 for audition on Saturday, July 15, 2017. Get ready!
First time ever, the OECS Cycling Championship will be held in Dominica. Come Sunday, July 2nd, the cyclists from Anguilla, Antigua, Grenada, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, British Virgin Islands, and the host country, Dominica, will ride their way into the record books, calling all Dominicans along their cycling route to come out and witness for yourselves. Share, support, encourage Team Dominica, including Bram Sanderson, Daddy Chess, Mills, Garon, and the boys, as they bang Kokosh, punch around the corner, waiting their option to navigate and negotiate the road as they compete with Bobby's speed on Sunday, July 2nd. Starting from the Portersville Savannah, all the way to the entrance of the Capritz National Park and back to Portersville Savannah. It's a 60-mile circuit race and it's La Flesh Show, a race of fitness and endurance. Come out and support the first ever OECS organized cycling championships in Dominica. Sponsored by the Dominica Olympic Committee, Fine Force Inc., Sprinkle Trading, S-Smart, Anchorage Hotel, Burton & Company, Ronald Charles Chambers, Marvin Flow, DBS, Kyrie, QFM, Government of Dominica, Official Championship Water, Lupia Spring Water,
Minions, 7-Eleven, the Simon.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one.
Dominica, the God. Hot Sense team in collaboration with the Dominica Cancer Society presents I Can, You Can, Third Annual Concert of Hope and Thanksgiving, Saturday, July 1, 7:30 p.m. at the Arawak House of Culture. Tickets only $20 adults and the children $10. Ministry will come from the God Sent team, Sanctified, a new Oasis Dance Ministry, Shaka Dancers, Chris on the Sax, Nikita and Reek, the PPFC Choir and Expression of Hymn Chorale. We never know how life will turn out to be, so come, yes, come support the Dominica Cancer Society's third annual I Can, You Can Concert of Hope and Thanksgiving, Saturday, July 1 at the Arawak House of Culture, 7:30 p.m.
For one of the most celebrated Haitian copper bands, D-Vice! D-Vice! CPAF, in collaboration with Typhus and Lido Baron Restaurant St. Martin, present the D-Vice Live in concert on Friday, July 14th at the Strip Lade Coco, 8 p.m.
If you love D-Vice, you've got to get loud.
D-Vice! D-Vice!
Menu.
Also, Theo Cass, Elijah Bino, Dios Copa, Grand Black, DJ Biggest from St. Martin, Prince Wallix, and more. Partners include Digicel, DBS Radio Courts, Q95 FM, The Big Station, Deepex, Fine Foods, Inc., and more. Purchase tickets from Moonshine Pharmacy, Deepex Color Lab from now until June 30 at $40. July 1st to July 14th at $50. More at the door. D-Vice Live in concert, July 14th at the Strip. Bam, Manchester!
Good morning, and we're back. Yes, and we have to take a short stop at the Muslim store. And we have on the line one of the really, really fine people who work there. I had a wonderful experience at the Muslim store a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know if it was the young lady who's on the line or the young man who's on the line who's going to be speaking with us. But anyhow, good morning, Muslim store. Welcome, Q95.
Good morning, Afi. How are you? This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Girl, I had this wonderful experience at the Muslim store the other day, and I thought if we had had a camera, it would have made a wonderful ad for your
wow.
company.
Really?
Yes, it was service to a T. Service to a T.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
That's at the Muslim store. But I just want to say good morning to you again, Afi. Good morning to all the listeners of Q95. And if it's your first time, welcome. And I just want to remind all our listeners that the sale is still going on. Our 50% discount on all jewelry starts from 12 and ends at 2:30. And we have thought about, you know, what can we give back to our customers again? So we have decided that we are giving our customers a 35% discount on all perfumes and colognes, and also a 30% discount on all watches. So if you're looking for the best watches like Casio, Citizen, Anchine, Bulova, Guess, Fossil, it's all available at the Muslim store. And today we are giving a 30% discount on all watches. And this sale starts from 12 and ends at 2:30. And also on all perfumes and colognes, we are giving a 35% discount. So if you love colognes and you love perfumes, I think the best place to come into at 12 noon is at the Muslim store. For the men, you can receive the best, like Polo, we have Blueberry. We also have a wide variety of different types of Perry Ellis, like Perry Ellis Green, Perry Ellis Reserve, Perry Ellis Red. And also we have curves, like the Curve Crush, the Curve Kicks, and also the Curve Waves. And for the women, we have the best, like the Beyonce hit. We have White Diamond, Island Beauty, different types of curls, different types of Perry Ellis. So all these available at the Muslim store. So the best is to come and see right now. I mean, right now, if you want to, you can purchase it right now. But if you want to get the big discount, you'll have to come down from 12 o'clock. Yes, and it ends at 2:30.
And you're doing all of this just to say thank you to your customers. That is extraordinary. That's wonderful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So true. We want to make our customers feel very, very special. And we just want to thank all those who came in at 6 a.m. this morning. We had a wonderful time, you know. We were there early helping our customers. And a lot of people
6 a.m.?
Yes, we opened at 6 this morning.
Oh, morning. Yes. My goodness.
So right now we are closed. You know, just to take a little break.
Of course, of course.
And we are reopening at 9.
Mm-hmm.
But just want to remind all our listeners that the sale on gold will be from 12 and that will be 50% discount. And also on all perfumes and colognes, we are offering a 35% discount and also 30 on all watches. So we are just waiting to see our customers coming. You know, we want the store to be packed at 12.
Hey, I'm pretty sure people are going to take you up on that. And is this something you do every month, Karen, or do you have something?
No, we usually do it every half year.
Every half year? Okay,
also,
of course.
Friday.
Yes.
We usually have Black Friday sale as well.
All right, all right. Well, I mean, it sounds like you have everything wrapped up and you're ready. Your staff, I know your wonderful staff is waiting for the customers. You have some wonderful products. Curve, my favorite.
Oh,
you know? Oh, yeah. It's an extraordinary fragrance for men. And yeah, so we want to, you know, thank you so much for sticking with us and partnering with us, and we partnering with you to get the word out.
Yes,
so that your promotions are successful.
Yes, and we just want to thank you, 95, for giving us the opportunity.
Anytime. We are here for you in the big station and the big store, Muslim store.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay, then, bye.
All right, Karen. Thank you so much for calling. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yes, that was Karen from the Muslim store, and yeah, very, very nice people. I mean, I just had an extraordinary, you know, positive customer service experience there from a young man and a young woman. And I went there to get attended to. And I have not received better service in any major capital city of the world. So if you want to get some of that, Muslim store. Good morning, caller. We're back to you.
Good morning, Mr. Mate.
Yes, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm fine, you know, fine in a sense. I'm alive, I'm well.
Well, give praises and thanks.
You know, Mr. Mate, you know, it's sitting back there and I'm just looking at the rain, looking at the weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dominica has become a kind of, or people has become a sort of people where we don't care about our neighbors, we don't care about each other.
Why do you say that?
Well, I'll tell you why I'm saying that is, I don't think enough of us is putting it into the Prime Minister's head that emergency help needs to be done in the Bafestead area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we as a people, we see that a house overlapping a river, there should have been an emergency wall. They build a bridge saying that it was an emergency, but that one is really emergency, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here it is that 2 years later we have, most likely a storm can hit us, a hurricane can hit us, and these people can lose. Now they can lose their home. You know, their homes haven't been lost yet, but now they can actually lose their homes, man. It's so hard to build a home and to reach as far as these people has reached in their life. And just to put a retaining wall, our government cannot do that. You know, Mr. Martin, you know, just recently there you had Mr. Linton asking the Prime Minister about that affairs in the Royal Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they mentioned that the Dominica actually had $258 million. $2 million cannot fix the
Bafestead
or $4 million, man. You know.
Let me put something into your head. Is there something that the people living in that area could say, okay, they're not paying attention to us. It is our lives that are in danger. We're going to start something. We're going to do some fundraising. We're going to get an engineering firm. We're going to... Is there something we can do? Because frankly, if the government is not paying attention to you, are you just going to lay there and wait for the next disaster? Or is there something we can do that show, we don't really need you, Mr. Government, because we will do this ourselves?
And Mr. Martin, look, another thing that is of my concern. Mr. Martin, right now you have the hospital rebuilding and stuff like that, which is good. We're actually building a new hospital. But Mr. Martin, no. A hurricane, let's assume a hurricane hit us tomorrow, and we have another pitted savanne. Yeah. Where are we going to put these people? Is there an emergency hospital? Is there something emergency there waiting to assist our people? What's going to happen to
us? To give Jack his jacket, I heard the Prime Minister himself say that it was a mistake for them to agree to put the hospital on top of another hospital. And we've been telling him so. Several people, professionals and others, have been saying so. But he publicly came out frankly and admitted it, and he put the blame on dear Dr. Daru. He says it's Dr. Daru. So, you know, in other words, he's understanding that he's not knowing what is going on, that he's a bad manager of the affairs of state, but he will not take responsibility. And a good leader says the buck stops on my desk. But no, this leader likes to pass the buck to his colleagues, public servants, dem fellas, or whoever else. So, partner, I'm telling you, I really see you have inability in the highest level, and if we continue to depend on that, we will go nowhere. We have to stand up and show that we, the people, can do those things. That's my view.
Well, finally, Mr. Martin, before I leave, Mr. Martin, on that same Bafestet area, mm-hmm. towards Loda,
yeah.
Mr. Martin, we're expecting Carnival Cruise Line
to come back this year.
To come back. And we want, when they come back, for them to see, well, Dominica is a new Dominica.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Martin, look at the roads. Look at the issues Erica Lee for us.
Yes.
Look what happened if there's an accident, God forbid.
But now is the time to fix those things. This is this is what? July, August, September, and then October you have cruise ship?
And those are the emergency of the island.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yes.
Why aren't you doing? Why nobody cares? Nobody in Dominica really care about how we make money and how... What's going on in this country now?
Mm-hmm.
What's really going on with the people? What have they done to us? We cannot see. We don't have vision to see no more. And somebody have to think for us. Somebody have to tell us what is right is wrong and what is wrong is right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, Mr. Mata,
yeah.
It's just shame. I mean, Mr. Mata, I did not go to high school, but God has blessed me with a lot of common sense. And I just don't understand, at least Dominican people, mm-hmm. all you can have common sense. Thank you, man.
Thank you, my brother. And I know you also are a businessman. You do business with your bus. And I know you are one of those feeling the pain. And the brother is raising the point. If we are going to get ready for a season in October, now is the time. From the 1st of July, there should be enormous activity on all these areas that he's talking about. We heard about the West Coast. We heard about the internal roads. Roads that are collapsing. We think if you put a barrel on the side of a road, it fixes the road. The barrel does nothing. It's an innate object. It cannot fix the road. It can simply alert you to the fact that the road is not as good as it should be. Let's take a few more calls because I have to be out of here at 9 o'clock. Good evening, caller. Thank you so much for being patient. Go right ahead, please.
It's not good evening. It's good morning.
Well, morning, evening, all made by the Creator.
Okay. All right.
Give thanks.
I heard the man speaking about Bafestet and people doesn't like care for one another. I think only two people in that area there.
Mm-hmm.
That will call the radio. Only two people. There may be about 20 families living there. None of them doesn't call the radio. And to say what's happening to them, how they feel about the river, nobody does that. All they're waiting for when the next river comes down, I'll get my paycheck. Have a blessed day, Baba.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Afi.
Hey, Mr. McGlaw. How is Loda? How are things going on up there? What's the weather doing and what are the roads like?
Well, the roads, as you know, is same thing we have a slide before you take the road to go to Midram Fall.
Okay. Okay.
Well, last night we had a meeting. The minister said, well, they have everything under control. They will be starting it soon.
Starting what?
Because it undermined the road. Storm Erica.
Mm-hmm. So that happened since Erica?
Since Erica.
Okay.
But I called to make 2 points this morning.
Go right ahead, sir.
Mr. Afi, I am looking at it very close because it seems to me Loda people, we have a majority in at Loda. They're living there. But they stay talking by themselves as if it's a barrel, you put things in it and it fighting with one another. It want to get a relief or it want to go out.
Mm-hmm.
But want to speak. But I will bring it and I want it to go on record. Mr. Afi, it seems to me is a revenge. First instance, I looking at that one very close. The MEC have a drain in going to, when you're going to Tito Gorge in the middle of the village. They're not making so much money and not even a slap. When this on Erica, my wife's brother water the river nearly go inside his home.
Mm-hmm.
Afraid to put a slap. And what I notice now, stranger coming at Loda and do the work, their work. And we have our own representative at Loda.
Mm-hmm.
The first authority, I feel, it was supposed for the people at the village. That mm-hmm. don't taking place. Secondly, last night we had a nothing to say. Peaceful meeting. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But what I disagree, when I see the helicopter that make that survey, they had the film, the track there last night showing it to us. But I ask question. Did we, are they going to build that geophoma? Did they make sure they know we're sitting down on 9 volcano?
Mm-hmm.
They say volcano don't interrupting nothing concerning about that geophoma.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I wonder if it's not affecting. And the second one now, they make a survey. I work on the cliff. That is where CDC run their pipeline. When they make their survey, they find it is too costly. Right now, they intend to take the geophoma line, go up to the bus shelter, pass by Monjack to go down to Trafalgar, coming out by Henry George, and swing to go to Waterhaven. I tell them last night, that is one I'm looking very, very, very close. After them, they have their line, their drain, not cover running water. And you mean to tell me, I tell them that time we will demand.
Well, Mr. McGlow, I'm going to have to interrupt you because it's time for me to get out of here.
Yes,
we can continue the conversation some other time. Anytime. Okay,
anytime,
my friend?
We'll go back on that.
Yeah, sure.
Have a peaceful day.
Yourself.
And I enjoy the day.
Bye. Okay, my friend. Let me say thank you for allowing me to sit in for Matt. Matt, I hope you get well soon, get your voice back, you know, and come back to your hot seat.